This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You know, there's this cliche that we often hear, keep the lights on. We gotta keep the lights on. And to have this be a literal, precise, and relevant question being, how do you keep the lights on when the protections turn off? That's a real big question.
We keep bypassing local leaders who are supposed to do things like make sure we are safe, make sure that business is good, make sure we don't have potholes in the street, make sure that the leaves aren't in the drain so that we get flooding, pick up our garbage, all that stuff. All the issues we have in Milwaukee are not getting done because everybody's brain is stuck on Trump. When are we going to get it done?
Live at the Avenue, here's Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth Unfiltered, hour 2, 6 minutes after the hour. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Again, I want to say thank you to Reverend Dr. Alex G. and Jason Fields from the Center for Black Excellence in Madison, Wisconsin. They're having their event on May 6th from 2 till 6, and you can go to the website, sign up, and get on a tour and go and see it. Very cool. Are you coming to Madison to go to the
tour? You know, I wish I could, Dr. Ken. I honestly, if I did not have other things, here's the thing. You know, I got a big milestone coming up in like 2 weeks. So I'm on my excursion. I can't announce this big news, but next week I may have to call into your show to make this big news announcement on another reason why I'm not able to be there, but you'll be very excited and proud once I share this big news.
She never includes me in anything she does.
Oh my God.
She never includes me in anything she
does. Not sure what the big news is, but she gets a round of applause anyway.
And I'm going to just cry.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Excuse me, being melodramatic. Okay. Can you let me?
Okay. I'll be quiet. Okay.
And I just do that. Okay. All right. I'm done.
Are you finished with the theatrics?
I'm done.
Because you're the first person I even share that I have big news to share. So that just, you're included.
Is that like somebody telling you, hey, Evan, I got to tell you something, but I'm not going to tell you till Monday. Okay. And you're the first person I told that I got somebody to tell. Like,
exactly. That's excitement.
Oh, I'm so honored. Of course you do so many great things and you do so many things throughout the country and all that. And that other place out there, that you talked about in that, you know, that desert place. I've been trying to get out there for years. I just haven't had time to go. I need to be gone for a week and I need to go get some training for me. And so, yeah, that's pretty powerful. So. Congratulations.
We're doing great things.
Hey.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to take over my corner of the world.
It's a big corner.
Well, we want you to leave.
And you know, I've got to say this just really quick, Dr. Ken. Thank you to all of our loyal and dedicated listeners, because I know we've been experiencing some audio opportunities or audio challenges. Mm-hmm. And again, we are diligently working on solving this. But in the meantime, thank you for your patience. I know this is a little bit challenging, but we're going to get this on point. So, again, thank you for your patience and understanding.
And we're just going to beat up all the people that cause it. So we're going to do that too. I'm sorry. That's the cop coming out of me. My bad. I'm sorry.
But it's not me causing it. I'm trying to solve it.
I'm sorry.
Yes. This is the thing where there's no human resource that's responsible.
Right.
Technology, as we all know, can either be our best friend or our worst enemy. So this is definitely those times where technology is not on our side.
No, it is not. So speaking of being not on our side, one of our teammates, Kyle Wallace from 101.7 The Truth and ESPN, has a boat and he docks it at the McKinley Marina. And about a couple weeks ago, he went to get his boat filled. And I'm paraphrasing the story, so if I get parts of it wrong, charge it to my head and not my heart. And so he was in an effort to get his boat filled. There's a, from what I understand, there's a policy at the marina that a county employee has to fill your boat. So they have to put the nozzle in and fill it up and blah, 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 and you get billed and all that stuff. But then when they went to get it done, the guy refused to do it and basically told him to do it.
Say something black again. I know you want to say something black again.
I never said anything.
Okay, exactly.
I said black fella.
Oh, black fella. What about black fella?
That's all I said.
Okay. Hey, you do know the phone calls are recorded with the police, right?
Correct.
So they heard you saying it.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know. You said you didn't say it, but...
I said black fella.
Okay.
I never said...
And then you said, oh, you guys in Milwaukee do what?
Let's go.
Exactly. I'll be seeing you, too.
You think you're smart.
And so... Your job is to work for the county. Your job is to fill stuff up. So when a person interferes, even if you don't like each other, right? Even if you have an animosity, you know, like Denise has towards me, and I and I have towards her, right? For me to argue with Denise, and we argue all the time, and it's not a, oh, I don't like you, I hate you, argue. It's a, I want to make my point, you make your point, we go back and forth. Iron sharpens iron. But if I said, you know, you women, that's a direct, well, wait a minute, that's an insult. That, like, wait a minute. So are you insinuating that not just me, but all women or women you've dealt with did something or said something, therefore you're putting that on me? And this guy, they've made complaints to his supervisor, the department that runs it, theirs, and on up the line, and they've gotten zero cooperation to the point where they told Kyle, get this. And Denise, with your background and your training and your teaching that you do, the supervisor said this employee has freedom of speech and he can say what he wants. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, let me start with this, and I appreciate you directing the question in terms of leadership as well as just humanity. About 4 months ago, Vice President J.D. Vance stood on a stage and he made a surprise visit during, I think it was a Turning Point USA convening. And this is, again, I believe December, so about 4 months ago. And during his comments, he stated, and I quote verbatim, "You don't have to apologize for being white anymore." And for me, unfiltering that truth was a translation of, you don't have to apologize for being racist anymore. That's what it translated to me. Now, I don't know what Vice President Vance meant when he said it, but let me just talk about really quick the dangers of any type of supremacist ideology and why, when you believe based on what you've been conditioned to believe, what you've been miseducated on, is that, or any ideology that promotes inequality, it harms, because I know this country was founded on capitalism. And this country still is a country of capitalism. So I'll speak in the terms of capitalism. When you exclude someone based on their identity, whether that's race, gender, age, sexual orientation, religion, you are setting up this country to fail, because you're losing talent, you're losing ideas, and you're losing innovation. Now, I know certain people are going to say, well, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest ideas the greatest inventions were made by white men. Which is fair because, again, the miseducation and the false imaging. I guarantee you, not based on feelings but facts, and Dr. Ken, I'm going to really need you to back me up on this because, you know, there's an entire listenership that would much rather hear you say something than hear it come out of my mouth. But let me just say this. Any major invention across any industry, I guarantee you, if you research who was all involved, you're going to find a black person. That is a 100% money back guarantee. And so again, when you believe the narrative that non-white people are less intelligent, less competent, less qualified, and should only be doing remedial jobs or jobs that, you know, are behind the scenes, which that's actually, as Dr. Ken brought up, it's not about the leader necessarily, it's about the follower. You are rooted in a belief that is going to literally not only undermine democracy, but harming economic growth and innovation in this country. And I'll stop at this. If you think about anything or any place or any experience throughout your professional and personal trajectory that has brought value, that has brought economic growth to your life or to your family's life or part of your generational wealth plan, I promise you that a person of color, or I'll use the term which I don't use, but for the sake of this conversation, mm-hmm. minority was a major factor. Study, do your research, know your history, because again, when you tell a group of people that you don't have to apologize for being white anymore, no one asked anybody to apologize based on their identity. That was an underlying reference to saying that we've dismantled DE&I. We've made it very difficult for black women because they didn't vote the way that we wanted them to. So you don't have to apologize for being white. You have to apologize for being supreme or racist. And that's the bottom line of why that man had no problem referring to Kyle as a black feller. And that is one of the reasons why you have municipalities and systems that were curated to serve the public that leverage this whole freedom of speech as a safety net versus saying that that was insulting, that was wrong, and that came from a place of supremacy. And it hurts my heart, and it also disappoints me to know that that was the reaction when someone who clearly did not want to help another person based on their role and responsibility only because that Kyle is black. Very disappointing. Very disappointing.
Very much so. When we come back, I want to dive into county politics. I want to dive into what exactly we're paying for as taxpayers. And I want to toss something to Denise about voting versus paying taxes. You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered. Denise Thomas, Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered.
21 minutes after the hour, I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, along with Denise Thomas, the effective communication coach. So speaking of communication, I wanted to ask you this because before the break, we were talking about this issue that Kyle had with Milwaukee County and a employee at McKinley Arena, to which I told him, you know, you should just move your boat, tell everybody else to move their boat. You got Oconomowoc, you got the South End, like just leave, like don't give them any more black money at all. I know they won't hurt, but it's the county. They'll notice it. This thing we have, you know, voting versus tax paying. So we didn't vote for this guy to be an employee, but our tax dollars pay. And I've always had the argument of people keep talking about, well, you know, if you don't vote, you don't have any power. I said, oh, no, you got the best power you could possibly have. You pay taxes. They have to listen to you. I paid. And so I think we don't use that enough and push from that point of view, that we need to recognize and realize that we have way more economic power than we give ourselves credit for. We think my bank account gives me economic power, but actually not spending your money is just as powerful. What say you?
I completely agree. And in particular, you know, you and I, Dr. Ken, had talked about the very well-known Montgomery bus boycott that took place in the 50s, which resulted in the desegregation of buses. In particular, black people were, you know, allowed, and I so get disgusted to use that word, to utilize the public transportation services. But the boycott, to your point, mm-hmm. was only felt and heard because what Montgomery soon found out is that the majority of the revenue that was being generated was by black people, black dollars. And so once black people stopped taking the bus, it was like, wait a minute, hold on. So fast forward, you had the boycott of Target by a large number of black Americans, which resulted in a significant double-digit profit margin gap or loss, and the CEO resigning, still remaining on the board, but no longer serving as the chief executive officer. So I say all of that to also remind people that there is, when you hear the words white supremacy, a lot of people get not uncomfortable, but dismissive, because they associate white supremacy with a group of older white men wearing white hoods.
Correct.
and that is not what white supremacy means. White supremacy is, bottom line, based on your identity, waking up every day, and whether you work at, and where was this? The Milwaukee County boat? What was this? The boat dock?
McKinley Arena.
Okay. What was the guy? What was his position? What was his role?
I don't know what, but he's basically the guy that would put gas in your vehicle, with, you know, in your boat. Yep.
So let's just call him the fuel supplier. I'm going to guess, and this is a wild guess, that type of role probably makes anywhere between, and I'm being nice too, I'd say $50,000 to $75,000 a year, mid to max.
Yep.
Which, it's a decent salary, but I say that to say this. You know, Chris Rock, the comedian, he made a great point. He said, I could be a white man, busboy, making $25,000 to $30,000 a year, and I would still rather be white than Chris Rock, who's a 10 times over millionaire.
Yep.
And the truth is that some people think that white supremacy is just extreme and it's in your face. And the danger of that is that it's not extreme. It's not behind a white hood or Ku Klux Klan. And it's not historical. It's current. And what happened to Kyle is a perfect example on whose voices now are being amplified and whose voices are being ignored. Because the vice president of the United States of America stood on a stage in front of tens of thousands of people at the Turning Point USA conference back in December and addressed the nation and said, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore. I'll tell you this, Dr. Ken, in the 50 or 49.9 years of my life, if you would have told me that the vice president of the United States of America would literally stand and address one race of people, and say you don't have to apologize for being white anymore, I would think you're joking. But that is exactly what he said and who he said it to back in December of just 2025, 4 months ago. So again, what happened to Kyle, it's going to continue to happen, and it's going to continue to be minimized or even erased. And when you don't have the right information or the truth or the understanding, you're going to continue to make those uninformed decisions. Because that man who referred to Kyle as a black feller, even though he probably, you know, I mean, that's what he chose for his life in terms of profession, he still sees Kyle as inherently inferior just based on the fact that he's white and Kyle is black.
That is correct. And so how do you, well, I'm not going to say overcome, because you can't overcome a person's heart. How do you deal with that? And so what would you, because I know you train leadership like me, what would you expect a leader to do, a supervisor to do, to an employee who says, you know, you basically know, and let me read it, because I got the text and I got the quote. The guy in the video, a marine attendant, he told us, this is how you Milwaukee blacks act, just like a black feller. And then he also said, you're so effing smart.
He said, what was the last part?
You're so effing smart. And you can fill in whatever word you want to.
I'm saying because I'm just calming down before I react. So just give me a second, because being black in America right now, you got to just calm down and regulate your emotions. I will just say this. If you are a leader of a team, whether your team consists of racial diversity or not, it is very important that you level set explicitly through your words and your actions what is not acceptable. And that includes bias in any decision making, microaggressions, and any type of behavior that is exclusionary. And that has to be level set from day one. And from a communication standpoint, this is about performance. Yep. And culture,
yep.
Not just the values that are displayed on the wall. So if expectations aren't clear, accountability won't be either.
Very true. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Sex Line is 855-616-1620. Tom from Sussex, you are on Truth Unfiltered.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Let's keep preaching. I mean, people do need to be held accountable, right?
Yes.
Ultimately, like, you know, for your actions, just like she said, for your actions, for your thoughts, your beliefs, you know, all that, you got to be held accountable. And doing the right thing is just doing the right thing, right? I mean, whether we build it together or we build it on our own, we build it, you know?
And so how do we change that behavior then?
No, we don't change that behavior. We lead by example.
Well, we've been leading by example for 400 some odd years, and it clearly hasn't worked in terms of black people.
Oh, right, and that's why we need fathers in the household. You know, we need strong leaders.
But you're making an assumption that that's the problem. We keep making the assumption that black community has to have fathers in their house. Listen to what I'm asking. It sounds like you're saying that black families need a father in the house in order for white people to treat us right.
Number one, I never said that.
No, I'm not.
We just need leaders in the community, people like you guys.
To do what?
We need leaders with a voice. That lead by example, that take people under their wing and freaking teach them, man.
Teach them what? How to act right? Like what? What exactly
No, teach them how to live. Teach them how to thrive. Well, teach them how to be better.
Let me say this, Tom, and thank you for your call and thank you for your question, because I can definitely hear through the airwaves that you're passionate about this. Let me just clarify something. I want to be clear. Racism does not show up in the workplace from a behavioral standpoint. This is a systemic effort. And what I mean by that, Tom, is that this has nothing to do with upbringing, absentee parents. We're talking about where people spend the majority of their time, and that's at work or in school. This is systemic racism. And what I mean by that is that if, including Milwaukee County, if we don't start holding leaders accountable for their hiring practices and their promoting practices and evaluating the processes for consistency and fairness, this will continue. And so I want to be clear, racism does not just show up in behavior. What we're talking about, and the reason why you called in, is because the Milwaukee County office is not holding their employees accountable, and that has everything to do with systemic racism, not a behavior.
Well said. Well said. 855-616-1620 is the Siting Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line. When we come back, I wanna dive into how do we connect from this point forward with people who don't respond to the needs of a particular community. Like, how do we reach out? I know we've got some more calls coming in. So how do we as Black people reach out and say, hey, what you're doing is not right and we expect you to fix it? My question for Denise is, I want to hear from her, what happens when they don't? You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered.
After the hour, I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, along with the effective communication coach, lecturer, author, creative, content creator. Okay, my list is getting too long, so let me just move on. So before the break, we've been talking about this incident that teammate from Good Karma Brands and 101.7 The Truth at ESPN, Kyle Wallace, had with the county and how he's not getting any movement whatsoever from the county, from leadership at the top on down to the supervisor. And so I was asking Denise before the break, and I want to kind of adjust the question I had. Like, from this point forward, how do you deal with people that basically say, hey, that's just the way it is, and it's not changing? When J.D. Vance talked to that crowd, he gave them license to never change, to never think of other people other than people that look like them. How do we move forward from here? And by the way, we've got some calls holding.
Okay, let's take the callers first, but let me just say this really quick before we hear our callers. You cannot force an adult to change. Trust me, I've got a lot of ex-boyfriends that I try to change. Listen, you cannot change adults, but you can absolutely set the standards and conditions that are required. And when we come back, or we take our callers after that, I'll elaborate.
All right. Al from Sherman Park, you are on Truth Unfiltered. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Ken and Denise?
We're doing good.
I'm never going to apologize for being me, whatever color I am. However, the problem here sounds like when he's saying he's not getting any results from our Black county executive or our supervisors of his district, are they not returning phone calls? And why are we voting for these people over and over again? If that's the case.
Well, that's why I brought up voting earlier. But what are your thoughts? What's your answer, Denise?
Well, I'm going to say this. Putting pressure on. You have to peer in person. You go down there and peer in person if that's important to you enough. I'm pretty sure it's probably a union employee, so the union's going to back him up. But go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts on it.
No, thank you for that, Al from Sherman Park. I have learned this, that there is resistance and there's inability. And the majority of what we're talking about let me clarify. So some people just don't understand and they need coaching. They need clarity. And that's where I come in. And thank you for the shout out, Dr. Ken. So out from Sherman Park, you've got that group of people. And I love and passionately love coaching those type of individuals who, again, don't understand but want to understand. Then you have people that don't feel safe around difference, and they need that trust and consistency. And then, Al, from Sherman Park, you've got the folks like my brother in Christ who said or referred to Kyle as a black feller and refused to carry out his role of responsibility simply because he does not want to change, simply because he's not being held accountable. And so we have to get clear on what's non-negotiable and define the behaviors that are required, and that has to be respect. Here's the thing, and I know Dr. Ken and I talk about this all the time. I'm not mad at people who wear Make America Great Again hats, because at least I know where you stand.
Yep.
Please, yep. Let me know how you feel. It's what bothers me the most is when you have people who feel as though they can hide behind the powers that be, and in this case, the Milwaukee County office, because they know that their lack of respect and professionalism and inclusion, they won't be held accountable for that. So the end of the day, whether Milwaukee County says it out loud or not, they've just told the entire state of Wisconsin, the entire Milwaukee County, that, and I'll quote when I say this, because just like J.D. Vance, Vice President J.D. Vance said, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore, and that translated to me, you don't have to apologize for being racist anymore. This is what Milwaukee County is basically saying to me. This is what I'm hearing. This is how we operate here. And if you don't like it, sorry for you. And that's disappointing.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
I don't think we're holding leadership's feet to the fire hard enough. I think that's my point. Because like I said, you got a black county executive. I'm not sure who his district supervisor is, but he should also be bringing their phone off the hook. I mean, you don't stop there just because you haven't gotten a return call. You may have to show up in person.
That is true.
A meeting with the county exec.
That is true.
Okay, because he wants to run for higher office. Show some leadership on this.
Ooh, he went there. He went there.
I was wondering when somebody was going to bring that up. I wasn't. But I was waiting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't apologize for being me. I work in customer service.
Oh, Al.
I don't know.
And let me be clear.
With folks.
Let me be clear, Al from Sherman Park. You don't have to apologize. This is the truth unfiltered. Let me just say this to you, brother, because I know you've called in. You're a valued listener of the truth and supporter. Your responsibility as a leader, and I don't care if you're the McDonald's third shift French fry supervisor, so including this man who referred to Kyle as a black feller, your responsibility is to always set the standard and the collective. And so I would advise, number one, Kyle, don't take it personally. But I also want the Milwaukee County office to set the standard and let Milwaukee County know that this type of interaction is unacceptable because it doesn't align. And I'll tell you what, even further, Al from Sherman Park and Dr. Ken, if you go to the Milwaukee County office's website and read their mission statement, it does not. Okay, see, I'll leave it at that. I don't even got to continue. So I'm done, y'all. I'm done talking. I'm gonna leave it there.
And here's the thing about leaders. You still need to return calls to your constituents, even if it's, say, we're investigating, not ignore a situation. Again, I don't need to vote for you if you're not even doing that basic thing.
So
let me be clear. I'm not here to change, and this is a profound statement. I want everybody to hear me clear when I say this. I'm not here to, if you don't like people that are non-white or if you don't like black people, hey, I'm not here to change you. It is what it is. That's how you feel. But you don't get to work for and represent the Milwaukee County, which is the highest black population county in the entire state of Wisconsin. You don't get to do that. So either Milwaukee County is going to terminate him, put him on some type of leave of absence, unpaid, you're basically saying that this is okay.
Yep.
We're not trying to change anybody's
that is
feelings.
True.
That's why J.D. Vance, he sounded so, it was as if he was like, yeah, you don't have to apologize for being white. We've never, as a community, asked white people to apologize to us. But we do demand respect. And if you don't like black people, correct, the last place that you should be working is in Milwaukee County. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah, correct. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ Talk and Text line. We got to take a break because I don't know if Denise is going to come back after that. Like I think she gave up. She said she's done. But it's about something that the Reverend Dr. Alex G talked about, that fatigue. You get fatigued. And I heard what you said, Denise, 49.9. All I can say is welcome to the club. Because you get to a point where you're just done.
Yeah, I'm not here to change people. Like I said, I appreciate when I see people wear Make America Great Again, because I'm like, at least I know where you stand. At least I know what I'm dealing with. And that's guess what, Dr. Ken? I don't. I don't deal with it. I don't tolerate it. I don't entertain it, because I still believe that there are way more good people that don't wake up
absolutely
in the morning with this. You know, I do. I honestly feel there are more good people than that man who addressed Kyle as a black feller. I really do. So I'm focusing on those people, not the one that is miserable and hates himself to where he has to make somebody else feel bad. Because he does. He hates himself. He's miserable.
Yeah, very true. You're listening
to
Truth.
Get some therapy, brother.
Hey, it might not be mental illness. He just might be a bad person.
Racism is a mental illness.
Uh-oh. She has spoken. You're listening to Truth Unfiltered, Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Always remember, you can watch the show by watching us live on YouTube. Just search 620 WTMJ on YouTube and subscribe today.
Welcome back to the Truth Unfiltered.
Just like music. To relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray. Just like music. To keep me flowing, to keep
you know,
me
sometimes I forget that we're on YouTube and I just be rocking to the music like, hey. And then I look over and I see Denise looking at me like, you have mental illness. And I do. When it comes to music, because I absolutely love music. You're listening to Truth Unfiltered, 51 minutes after the hour. We've been talking about this absolutely frustrating, absolutely ridiculous lack of response from Milwaukee County. And I've been trying to come up with some things. What can we do as a Truth Nation, as a 620 nation, as a Milwaukee city, to get the county to understand that when they talk about Milwaukee being the state of Milwaukee, we do our things our way. We need to teach the state, we need to teach the county that same thing. We need to make the county understand that you're not going to walk over black people in this county, and you don't have carte blanche to just push us aside. What say you?
Can you still hear me, Dr. Ken?
I can hear you now.
Okay. If I'll answer your question in more of an abstract way. If you can wake up every day in the morning and justify harming someone simply based on their race. And I think a lot of times, because if I were to go back to that employee that used a racial slur, black feller, and justifying it, like, what do you mean? I just said black feller, knowing the intention,
right,
or the desired impact. That's not just wrong. It is a complete failure of judgment, empathy, and leadership. And when I say, I'm coming from the lens of what the Milwaukee County office right now is basically saying. You see, racism, it requires you, and this is just based on research and study, it requires you, and I really want to use this word, Dr. Ken, racism requires you to ignore reality. It requires you to dismiss humanity and then justify the harm and the trauma that comes with, because the immediate reaction, if you play the tape back or if you talk to Kyle, his immediate reaction was, what did you say? And that comes from the initial feeling of shock.
And think about this. That was the guy that was with Kyle, and Kyle was speechless. Like,
exactly.
To the point where the guy had to speak up and go, like, what did you say? Like, it's, yeah.
Yeah, because anytime that you ask somebody, even though you heard them the first time, but when you say, I know you didn't, that's because the feelings of hurt, it's a critical condition. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, she's being dramatic. You have not lived an experience of, if you have not lived as a black person in this country, please know that racism is destructive. It is morally indefensible. Like, it is something that people of color live with day to day and still have to make white people feel comfortable.
But,
and until you've lived that experience and ignore the realities that come with racism, here's the thing. This is not about confusion. This is about choices. So I hope Milwaukee County, the office of Milwaukee County, I hope they choose right.
Do we need to make people feel comfortable, right, though?
Do black people need to make white people feel comfortable?
Do we need to make anybody feel comfortable? I mean, we're at a point now where we get mad at people for making them feel uncomfortable. People have gotten fired. People have lost their jobs,
yeah,
you know, suspended because how someone else felt, which is totally bizarre to me.
I'm going to underscore and focus on the operative word need.
Okay.
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to answer because context is so crucial.
Yes, it is. And
I'm going to plead the fifth.
And that's why I said need, because we can be self-sustaining, self-creating, we can do all these things ourselves. I also push, and we only got about a minute, so I'd like your quick thought on this. When we can own the infrastructure for electricity, oil, and water, there's really nothing we would need from anybody else. We can sustain life on our own.
But here's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Over 500 years, we've been conditioned otherwise. And so, I'm going to exercise my Fifth Amendment. Because you got to make me say some stuff that I just...
We got to come back next week, so, yeah.
That's all right. Here's the thing. This is a conversation that you got to be ready for, and you got to be open minded for. And I live in a society now where people literally wake up in the morning and they want to cancel people.
Yep.
And by the way, you can try, but you cannot cancel greatness.
No, you cannot. Light will always crush darkness. Well, thank you, Denise. I appreciate you, as
always.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ken. I appreciate you.
All right. And if you can make it to Madison, the Center for Black Excellence, from 2 to 6, they've got tours in Madison Wednesday, May 6th. Thanks hanging out. I appreciate you, Denise. Evan, appreciate
you. Likewise.
All right. Have a safe week. God bless. Take care. I will see you Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 on our sister station, 101.7 The Truth. We're out.